Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Loaded cock and name and shoot. I don't know is the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You are tuned into the voice of an entire nation, the voice of the voiceless. This is the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and reminder of truth that could be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth, hands down, anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled, A Desperate Empire That's Out of Time with Trouble on His Heels, Part 2. We're going to continue on in the manner which we left off. But at the end of the show, if I forget to address this issue, someone please raise your hand, because I want to talk about the black man and woman, especially the leadership here in America, and how they jump out to the forefront claiming to be about liberation and claiming to be about knowledge. But once they get to a certain peak or a certain position, they punk out. I want to address that later on. And then I'll tell you what was shared with me over the years by Brother Saladin that he got directly from the FOI class and from the minister at the time, who was the West Coast Regional Minister, and from the messenger himself, okay? I want to address some things like that because something struck me yesterday about certain leaders here. And it'll go back to what I was talking about on previous shows about these certain leaders, okay? Now, we left off on the last show about Bo Pawlney, and he was talking about how he's getting his mathematical calculations of the destruction of America, her economic collapse, and the time frame in which he sees it. And we were talking about how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad explained this in detail about how if you want to see the destruction of America, if you want to see the time frame for the destruction of America and the liberation of the black man and woman here in America, one of the best places to look is the Book of Daniels in the Bible. And Muhammad teaches us, and he goes in there, and in there, as Brother Rashid and Brother Gerald and I were talking about a while ago, I believe it was, about this 60 to 70 weeks. In that, this represents the 60 to 70 years of grace period, and not to exceed 70 years. This is what Elijah Muhammad was teaching us when he was talking about this means years and not weeks, as the average person would take it when they read it in the book. And so, Pawlney is doing a mathematical calculation from the numbers that he is getting out of the book of Daniel. And he's telling you, this is a white man telling you this, that destruction is here for the white world, that the whole thing is changing. And there's nothing that can be done to stop this thing. Well, I want to say to you all who are listening, why is it that it takes a white man from the political or economic class to explain these things and you take it to heart? But when Elijah Muhammad says that you discard it, disregard it, and put it out the window, any learned man, woman, or child who listens to this show, whether you agree with me as a person or not, you can never refute the wisdom, you can never refute the facts or the truth that are laid out. It is an impossibility for you to do this. That's why you don't never try anymore. Some of you I know, when you get to the kitchen, you feel like you can get in there and cook too. But once you dial a number and raise your hand, and the door of the kitchen comes open, you realize that the heat is just too hot, and you have to step back. Yet with all of the so-called learned, the lawyers, the doctors, the architects, the ones who go to school for these higher degrees, who are supposed to deal with facts, when they hear these things, even though what I'm laying out is factual and in a time frame that can be verified or disregarded, you know what they do? Instead of just acknowledging it to be the truth, they run from it. That is a coward, to run from truth. But you can't disprove this truth. Mr. Polney says that he gets his thing. We're going to play one more of his clips, and then we're going to go further after this. But I want to refresh your memory from the last show, okay, and how he talks about the end of the world. But what world? The world in transgress against God? It was the people who built this world, not the earth itself, but the people and their world order is what is ending. Because Adam was given 6 days to labor, to build up his world, to bring about everything that he could bring that was diametrically opposed to the aboriginal order of things. And on that 7th day, he would be killed or he would be put to rest from all of his works. Why is all of that lining up mathematical to the redemption and freedom of the so-called American Negro? I'm asking. All of you scholars, all of you pundits, all of you religious grand poobahs, why are you ignoring these facts? You can't deal with them, so you don't want your people to hear this because it might turn them on to Elijah Muhammad. But let's go to Mr. Polney. This is a minute and 51 seconds, okay, while we have the time. I want to play this again. If Bog Talk will allow it.
Exorbitant amounts of money to buy it, period.
There's some people I've had, I can't really go out with this, but there's some people on that have written me on the site.
I'm going to try this again. Blog Talk is blocking me, and you see how long it's taking for the stuff to play. Let me try this again, and we have, for those of you who are new listeners, as always, we have it on either end. Blog Talk is blocking or someone else is blocking, but it's okay. They are doing what nature bids them to do. And that is to create trouble, havoc, and to try to prevent truth from spreading. Because the truth is the light which shows light on their falsehood, which brings their world to an end. You can't fault the devil for being devilish, but you can fault the righteous for following suit. So pay close attention. Let's see if we can get this to play the right way.
Exorbitant amounts of money to buy it, period.
Some people I've had, I can't really go out with this, but there's some people on that have written me on the site, bankers, and they don't want to use their name and they don't want to whatever. But one of them had a very interesting take, and he said he worked for one of the big banks. He said, I can't give my name, I don't want to be fired. But he said they're gonna turn this around. They're gonna turn it around and basically use gold and silver as a giant credit default swap. That, you know, in order for that to work, the price has to go way up. So that's just a little reverberation. I can't confirm that. It's just somebody who wrote me an email with a good email. I could write him back. But you're saying is it going to be driven up in your estimation? Is it going to be forced? In other words, are the bankers going to turn it around and force it back up to make some money? Or is it going to be just market forces or both?
It's either going to be, the two words are, intentional or unintentional. And I have no answer for that. But it'll be one of the two. So the markets and silver explosion will be either done intentionally and a manipulation was done to cover up, so everybody was out of the market and basically it happened in too quick a time for people to get in, or it was done unintentionally by some factors, forces of nature that caused it, like a biblical event. I don't know. I can't answer that question, but I can tell you the math calculations I just showed you using Daniel's timeline for the stock market, you know, those are mathematical calculations based off, you know, it's numbers used out of the Bible. So I don't know what's about to happen, but I do tell you that the last day of March is critical for the world. It's a beginning and an end.
So we are at the end of one cycle, the beginning of another cycle, and you're saying the cycle for
Muhammad teaches us that the old world goes out and a new world comes in. And in Fall of America, he says that there's nothing that these people in opposition can do that can prevent this because it was divinely ordained. A lot of us, we don't realize that when God divinely ordained stuff, and we step in the middle of it trying to impose what we believe, we become an enemy to the truth, even though we're in love with the truth. Our misunderstanding, our misperception, our misguidance would put us at odds with the purpose and aim of God. And guess who wins that battle? Every time. Huh? You don't, brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you because I want you to understand these leaders today, they're not worth the salt that has lost its savor. They're not worth the penny that's not even printed with or coined with copper anymore. They are worthless because they're just adding to the madness and the melees. They are giving you their perception of how things should be. None of them met with God. Well, Elijah Muhammad didn't meet with. We're proving it mathematically. And only an ignorant, arrogant fool would reject truth that is presented so plain with all of these actual facts behind them to boost it and to lay bare the lie while verifying the truth. You're a fool if you do that. So this white man is telling you that this past March, the end of March, was a crucial day for the fall of this world, for the collapse of the American monetary order. He's telling you these things. So we're looking at a great shift in power, a great shift in wealth from west to east. We're looking at the transfer of gold, the monetary substance that has made the world go round. From west to east, we're looking at opposite poles of power being raised up from the Shanghai Bank, the AIIB, the BRICS Bank, and these other, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, the Russian Petrol and Bourse or whatever. All of these things are major because they are siphoning off the power and the influence of the West and pushing it to the East. Muhammad says as the East rises, the white man of the West will fall. Isn't that what we're watching? But you wasn't clear about it in the 50s. You didn't understand it. And some of you still don't understand it today. You wasn't clear about it in the 60s because you wasn't looking at what Elijah was saying. You was too focused on his speech. And you were saying, this man is ignorant, when he was the most well-informed, articulate man of our time. I'm not giving you something that I just believe. I'm proving it with actual facts. Okay? And you can go look at the whole history of shows. And what we deal with is facts. And the facts all lead back to Elijah Muhammad. It's just simple as that. You know, in an investigation, if there's a murder investigation or any kind of investigation going on. The so-called, if you're impartial, if you're just, if you're right, you say, I'm not going to make up a predetermination of who is this and this and that. I'm going to let the facts lead me where they may. Right? All of the facts are bearing witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Everything from water in space, right, to how the planets were formed. You remember when Elijah Muhammad, all this goes back. Remember when the white man was talking about going up in space, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching this white man science and said, you can't go up in there without some type of vacuum suit or something. Y'all balls will be sucked out. Y'all inside will be turned outside and vice versa. He was telling them that the vacuum in space would rip them apart. What did the white man do? He sent something up there to see. Then he comes back down and starts making him suits to wear up there because Elijah Muhammad had told him that. See, what you got to understand with all of these things, they're connected, the economics, the geopolitics, the science of the thing. And if all of the dots keep connecting and the arrow keeps pointing at Elijah Muhammad, will you then give him an ear? No, you won't, because we're arrogant people. We're foolish people. Some of you say, it's so clear, I don't see why. Because God has not given them sight yet. The scripture must be fulfilled where the dry bones had to be beaten. Well, if we go over here and we do this and we do that, well, if you did that, if you were allowed to do that, then you would nullify the word of God when he said that they must be beaten by the winds of war. And only after being beaten by the winds of war, by the brutality and the viciousness of your oppressors, will you stand up with life in you again. Now, either God is right and you lie, or you right and God be a liar. Right? Come on, talk back, Timmy. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Today, we in the clock cleaning business. Put in your order. 347-989-0855. Brothers and sisters, America has become desperate. She's an empire that's desperate, and she's in a rage, vying for time to try to offset what God has ordained. But as the Quran and the Bible says, let them die in their rage. They cannot cut off the blessings that God has for you. For them to do that, they would have to go up to heaven. And as Muhammad teaches us, by no way will Allah give you a way against the believer. Now, I want to go to something. I want you to listen to Mr. Peter Schiff. I'm playing another clip of Peter Schiff. All right? And this clip of Peter Schiff goes hand in hand with the clip that I played of him on the last show. Listen to these devils talking about these economic fears, the confusion, the storm that they see coming that's not just over the horizon, hell, it's in the house. And they can't do nothing about it. The confusion, the madness, the delusion, the dissatisfaction. It is reaching a fever pitch in the white man. You seeing the white man killing you, arresting you, shooting you, maiming you, beating you, all of this stuff. And you're rising up. See, this is what's happening to the dry bones. Because you don't want divine guidance. Every time you get mad, you go out and start you another organization. The white man taught you division for that. He knows that the more you spread out, the weaker you become. So you get dissatisfied because you don't like the truth. And you go out there and you start, and look at what's going on across America, across the board, with the era of cell phones and video cameras and stuff. You're seeing this on a grand scale. Is the UN calling for war crimes and crimes against humanity against the U.S. Police Department? No. Is the UN, the so-called guarantor of human rights, calling for an intervention in a no-fly zone over America as it has come to light that America has killed her police officers? Have killed more black people in America last year and the first few months of this year that she's killed the people in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So which place is the war zone? Which place deserves a no-fly zone? Which place deserves a humanitarian corridor that we may have some type of relief? Huh? She's a desperate empire. That's out of time. And of course, she brought you here to bear the burden of building and maintaining her nation while she reaps the benefits from your labor, your free sweat, tears, sacrifice, and lives. And now all of that is being ripped from her. And she's mad. It's always been blame the Negro. They're over there, they're lazy, they don't want no jobs. Yet the statistics show you that they discriminate giving you jobs. All right? They're violent, black-on-black violence. Yet they don't tell you that the anger that's in you was put into you by them. And by the way, white-on-white violence exceeds black-on-black violence. And white-on-everybody else violence exceeds black-on-black violence. That does not get put in there. Well, they lazy and they want food stamps. Yet, we've done an interview and we've done articles which prove statistically that blacks are not the largest recipient of welfare and food stamps. As a matter of fact, we are the third, Lord, a third or the fourth. It becomes white, I think, then Hispanic, then a mixture, then us, I believe that is. I believe that's how that happens. Or the us in the mixture, whichever, we are the third or the fourth one. Yet we are the lazy ones. This is how the media frames you. You've always been the one to get the blame. And now that his world is collapsing, of course, you're going to be the one to get the blame. And that's why they put Obama in the House, in the White House. Do you not, I want you to think, let us use common sense for a second, because some of you don't use this. And I want you to think, there's one thing about my show, whether you like me or not, you are forced to think. You are forced to use those faculties that God gave you to come up with an educated answer. I want you to think about this. All the while Jesse was running, even though he was a tool for white America, why didn't they put him in the White House? Huh? Because Jesse is an ex-slave. And even though he's a tool, he may have feelings for his people because he is an ex-slave. But out the blue, this Negro that nobody heard of, who wasn't even a two-year senator, comes out the blue and is put into power. Why is that? And why at this time now, when they already had known, and they go back and they tell you that you hear it in code, they'll say, well, when this act was repealed and when this was done back in 71 and 80 such and such and 89 and 91 and 93, when they removed these things, this brought us to this economic point right here where everything is in a death spiral, okay? Well, if you admit that, then what the hell you keep pointing at Obama for? Because it has always been the way to blame us. So they put somebody in office that they don't have to worry about, who is disconnected from your experience because he is not of the ex-slave persuasion and he was reared in the CIA. This is a deceiving tactic by the devil to try to hold you near to him while God is bringing his nation to his knees. And everybody is lashing out at Obama. And by extension, you see the violence of the police force getting even more brutal, and he says not a word. He can shed tears at Sandy Hook, but he can't shed tears when he watched videos of police shooting you in your back, taking you on long rides, and when you come back, you're dead or paralyzed. You see how desperate she is. But this is the brutality that we must face, because you don't want to believe that these people are your oppressors. And the book says that the son of man, a son of man, talked with God, and God said, go and talk to him. And when he came back, he said, I tried to talk to him, but no life was in him. God said, go talk to him. He went back. And when he came, he said, they stood up, but still no life was in them. What is he talking about? Black Lives Matter, the race reconstitution or reinstitution of these so-called organizations that have been defunct, like the followers of, not, this is no knock, I'm just saying these things because I'm talking to you prophecy and I'm talking to you Bible. Drew Ali and Garvey Ice and the, what is it, the that African movement, I forget what his name, and then you have the Black Panther Party and all of these things. See, they stood up. They stood up. But it's something, it's a disconnect somewhere there. So no life was breathed into the whole of the body of the black man in America. So the book says, God told the Son of Man, don't talk to me no more about this. Go prophesy to the winds. And we have been taught that the winds means the winds of war and brutality. The loss of all of the crutches that you have been accustomed to, your jobs, your nice cars, your fine homes, your retirement, your bank account, all of these things, losing one after the other. And at the same time, you're seeing the police showing a disrespect unlike anything since slavery time towards you and I. This is the wind of war. Scripture must be fulfilled. And it says only after the winds of war beat on these dry bones, right, did they get life in them. And you didn't have all of these different organizations. They all became a body of one. But this took place after they were beaten, after they lost everything, after they saw this man of sin for who he was. And it says, the toe bone connected to the foot connected to the ankle was to the leg, right? It didn't say the toe tried to get on the hand. It didn't say the thumb wanted to be a part of the neck, did it? All body parts, after this brutality of this enemy, got in its rightful place on the body of God. Right? Is that not right? If that is not right, I'm willing to eat the Bible. This is scripture. This is prophecy. This is truth. A desperate empire that's out of time with trouble on his heels. Listen to Mr. Peter Schiff in this thing here. I'm going to play that. I think this is like 2 minutes, I believe it is. Pay close attention. If the devil allows
it. Is the banking storm on the horizon? Well, some people do believe it is. Based on an unsustainable calm, yes, that is what's sparking fears of a coming market crash. According to Lana Clements for The Express, she's reporting that fears are growing for some of the world's biggest investment banks. She writes, as experts warn, mayhem could soon rip through markets over the coming weeks. Traditional revenues at global investment firms dropped by as much as 56% at the start of this year, with Europe's firms among the worst affected, according to analysts. She writes that Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, UBS, and Barclays have suffered an average collapse in revenues of 24%, according to analysts polled by the Financial Times. The slowdown could dent profits and lead to another round of job losses. At the same time, one of the world's top investment firms has warned that it has been too quiet on markets in recent weeks. BlackRock said that the current calm is unusual and looks unsustainable. The firm has warned clients to prepare for higher volatility, fueling fears that stocks are about to suffer another devastating crash. So there you have it, another warning about the another crash on the horizon based on the calm. Yes, they say the calm before the storm. What are your thoughts? Leave your comments below. Subscribe for updates. And if you like what...
So, all of them are fearing what we have been talking about for the longest. The calm or the lull before the storm. Why did Elijah Muhammad put that in a chapter titled The Fall of America? He specifically put a chapter in there called The Lull Before the Storm. And it's chapter 49. And why did he put it in there? And look, why is this chapter pertaining to economic malfeasance on the part of the government and the market, economic collapse, and then war to free you? Why is this chapter talking about that? It's right in there. You can read it. The Lord Before the Storm, chapter 49. It starts on page 203. And he didn't put it in the book, Our Savior Has Arrived. He put it in the book, The Fall of America. Because we're seeing this as one of the main junctures, the main points of the collapse of American power and might. And let's read a little bit of it for you to get a point. Because remember, if you look at all of these alternative media sites, they're always talking about the central banks manipulating, right? The system is a lie, and it is parasitic. The same stuff we've been saying over the years, right? Well, let us look and have a little insight. Let's see if Elijah Muhammad said these things prior to and long before they ever uttered a word, okay? In this book, Fall of America, in chapter 49, titled Long Before the Storm, Muhammad writes, I am afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. Listen to this. And remember what the central banks are manipulating. They're manipulating the markets. They're manipulating the gold. This is what you hear, right? Listen to what Elijah Muhammad says. And he says it in these plain words where you don't even have to go get dictionaries. The false show is what? Deceiving. Manipulation, right? The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. Okay, what is he talking about? The manipulation of the markets, the manipulation of the currency, the manipulation of the precious metal market, the oil and the gas market. All of this to keep the dollar fluid and to keep and maintain dominance is at hand. This is what he says. Now, if he spoke that then, what are we to expect right now if it was at hand? That means it's on now, right? And we're watching it right now. We're hearing it right now. We see it right now. Our wallets can feel it right now. He goes further and says, the false show of a glorious future. What is he talking about here? See, they want you. What did Obama say? Anyone who thinks that America's economy is in trouble is peddling fiction. Right? The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. Then listen what Elijah Muhammad, remember what Paulney says, right? He kept talking about what? Daniel, right? This is what Messenger Muhammad says. We must remember what Elijah Muhammad? Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. He made the people rejoice for a short time with a great show of prosperity. What they were saying, the Dow is reaching new highs. The Nasdaq is really recovering. We see a good future on Wall Street, right? This is all the lies that they're telling you. I tell you what. Listen to what he says. He says, Allah lets a dying, well, first he says, this is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America is going to do the same. America will rally, and people will think that she is going to have a great future. And then the end will come in that kind of time. Isn't that what we're seeing going on? Why did Elijah Muhammad go back again and say, remember Daniel's prophecy? Huh? Is it something to what Daniel is saying that must be understood? In Daniel's prophecy, he talks about the breaking of the power of this white man, the removal of him as an authority figure on planet Earth, and the redemption of those who were held captive as slaves. Go read your Bible if you think what I'm saying is false. This is the truth. All of this is interconnected. And that's why America's crazy as hell. She's enraged. She's even turned on her own to try to maintain the facade of being the number one gold holder, knowing she don't have nothing in Fort Knox, but probably some of that, what's the other gold? I told her, it's not gold. But you know what I'm talking about. I said it on the last show. It has the same consistency and weight and density as gold. But listen, I want you to listen. If she's so rich, if she's so confident, if you don't believe that something is going on behind the scenes, if you don't believe that she's mixing up stuff, she's manipulating the markets, if you don't believe that she's untrustworthy to you, just look how she treats her number one allies. I want you to pay closer attention to this.
Now, the world is losing trust in the dollar as a safe haven. A major blow came after Germany's Bundesbank demanded the repatriation of a big chunk of its gold being held in the US because, as Artis Gianichkian reports, some are concerned the assets of foreign nations in the Federal Reserve are not secure or even there.
Behind these walls is one of the most secretive organizations in the world, the U.S. Federal Reserve. Whoever tries to audit them hits a wall. This place is impenetrable for audits. For years, the U.S. Federal Reserve has been the place where many countries have stored a big chunk of their nation's wealth as the countries weathered different waves of economic crisis, economic instability. The Federal Reserve seems to them like a more or less secure place to keep their funds. But are the funds really secure? Or are they even there? There has been speculation for a long time that the Fed doesn't actually have much gold, that it has either sold it off, lent it out, or used it as collateral for borrowing. Either way, there are many claims that the gold that is being stored on behalf of many nations doesn't actually exist. Germany has recently decided to bring home all its gold, but the Federal Reserve said that it's not possible, that it would need until 2020 to be able to accomplish such a transfer. Germany then asked to visit the Fed vaults to make sure that the gold is actually there, but the Fed first refused to permit Germany to examine its own gold. Then the Germans apparently insisted, and the Fed did open only one of nine rooms, but they were not permitted to either enter or touch the gold. The German government has stored about half of its gold supply with the U.S. Federal Reserve, so they're understandably nervous. This makes not only Germans nervous, of course. U.S. financial institutions have a history of selling things that don't exist. One example, last year, Goldman Sachs were proven to have been selling gold certificates to the public, saying that they were backed by real gold in their vaults. But the story leaked out that they, in fact, held no gold at all and were doing so-called fractional reserve gold banking on the basis that few people would want to claim their gold at any one time. And looking further back in history, during World War II, the Fed came to many countries in Asia, Latin America and Africa, and told them their gold holdings might not be safe because of the war and that they should permit the Fed to take all of it to the U.S. for safekeeping. Many countries have done that, receiving Fed gold certificates in exchange. But when they later tried to cash in those certificates and reclaim their gold, they were told the certificates were fake, that they contained spelling and other mistakes, so on and so forth. And the Fed still has all that gold. The power of the U.S. Federal Reserve has grown dramatically, especially since the 1970s, when the U.S. cut the link between dollar and gold. That allowed the U.S. dollar to be bought and sold freely on the market, and with the U.S. dollar being the main reserve currency, the U.S. has basically been able to tax the whole world. It can just devalue other countries' holdings by printing more money. Now we see many countries trying to maneuver away from the U.S. dollar as the main reserve currency, and we see many central banks increasing their own gold reserves. And it seems after all these years, the world decided they put too much power in this one building.
Well, the Germans were infuriated when the U.S. Federal Reserve didn't even let them examine their own assets properly. Peter Boehringer, the founder and chairman of the German Precious Metal Association, says that's a bad sign.
We have pressured Bundesbank a lot. We have sent a lot of questions there, and other parties have as well. We have to know why they are not doing a proper audit, why they are not pressuring their partner central banks, especially the Fed, to do a proper audit. Why, if that's not possible for whatever reason, why they're not repatriating their gold? So there's a lot of reasons and questions unanswered. The U.S. or the Fed is nowadays monetizing between 60% and 80% of newly emitted federal debt, federal treasury bonds. There's basically no foreign free market buying for the U.S. dollar treasury debt, and that is bad news. It says something about the quality of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. China and India will probably consume 2,300 tons together of gold this year, which is almost 100% of world mining production.
There's a whole host of stuff that was just said in this little bit that I'm going to try to get as much as I can talked about. First of all, Guyane Chican said something about the 70s, and she talked about how this started taking place when the dollar was unhitched to the gold standard, right? This is a theme that you hear throughout. I don't care where you're going or what site you're going to, they're always talking about fiat currency. They're always talking about the monetary policies of the Fed and the central bank. But I want to say this to you. Why weren't they talking about that 20 years ago or 40 years ago as they were lining and stuffing their pockets? All of them with the same policies going on. But Elijah Muhammad was talking about it then. Muhammad says the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. Now listen to this part. This is the kicker. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Uh-oh. You mean to tell me Elijah Muhammad is in line with what Jerry Salente say? You mean that Elijah Muhammad is in line with Peter Schiff? Hell no! They're in line with what he said. He preceded that. And you got to give credit where credit is due. He was the one talking about the currency not bagged by anything. I got the 1967 clip where he was talking about the printing of money, what they're calling monetization, what you just heard them talking about. America monetizing her debt, meaning printing more money with nothing to back it. Elijah Muhammad was talking in that in 67. And now the world is, look at this, 67, 77, 87, 97, 2007, 40-some years after he uttered a word on this. The world is catching up to what he was speaking on. Now, it's in every, and a lot of people are making their living off this, but he said it first. A lot of people are getting large audience for their websites and web shows and webinars. But the author of truth, God in person, as delivering this truth through his messenger, is barely getting a whisper. Isn't that something? You can point to all of these people. But you can't point to all them facts right there in these books. It's amazing. Now, he says in this clip, he talks about gold and silver, and he talked about Germany and America at odds with each other. Messenger Elijah Muhammad says that these two are the two most wicked nations of the white race. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God would raise up enmity in these nations against each other. Isn't that what we're hearing right now? How did he know that? Because they were boom, coon, best friends, right? And now you're looking at them separating themselves monetarily and politically, right? And geopolitically. And there's a great divide in their policies now. There's suspicion amongst them. Why now? Because God said, I will feed them with the same food that they fed mine. They put suspicion in us. They put division in us. And now now it has returned back unto their own place. Now let's go to 55, chapter 55, in fall of America, because we're talking on this gold and silver, and we're talking about Germany and America, and what best to do than to go to chapter 55, the chapter titled, Can America Exist? On page 226, Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and he says to us, that America has been blessed ever since her fathers came across the Atlantic out of the confines of Europe until this day. Now for her evil done to her slaves, God threatens her with total destruction. America and Germany are the most evil of the white race. You see how he, now I want you to listen to this, because he positioned this paragraph, this statement above him, talking about the fall of America and her manipulation of the gold and silver market. It's amazing. Look how he put this stuff. Pay close attention, because if you don't, you'll miss it. How is it that now we're listening to the clip where they're talking about America stealing Germany's gold, manipulating the market, indeed paying her dollar from the gold and silver standard? And then in the title, in the chapter title, Can America Exist? He goes and talks about the evil and wickedness of America and Germany as being two of the most evil of the white nations. Then he goes on the blessings that America has. Then he turns it and shows you America's gold and silver manipulation. It's a beautiful thing to understand Elijah Muhammad's teaching, because it is your salvation. Listen, he says, America and Germany are the most evil of the white race. These two governments have been blessed, but they have not shown any worthwhile respect to Allah for his blessings. Look at how Germany helped break up the Sudan, right? One of the largest nations in Africa. Matter of fact, it was one of the largest nations in the world. And Germany was talking about a referendum, and they had the currency for Southern Sudan or South Sudan printed up 2.5 years before there was even an agreement between Sudan leadership and the people in the Darfur and Southern Sudan region to even vote. You see how wicked they are? When Muammar Gaddafi was killed, you could see German special forces, French special forces in the background. But Germany said we had no hand in it. The same thing they did with Saddam Hussein. They are wicked as hell. So Elijah Muhammad is exposing them. Listen, what he, let's go a little further. He says, Allah caused people out of all nations of the earth to come to America. They came seeking a heaven in her, but those who came were evil too. We see that with the Arab people. They come over here trying to dictate to us Islam when they can't even deal with it over there. And then you're seeing them grooving and partying all night, drinking, smoking, and selling you a hog foot and want to dictate to you Islam. The people who came here were evil as hell too. That's the gravity of America. She's calling out the evil people to come live within our own borders. So listen, Muhammad says, as revelation in symbolic language teaches us, and he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon, meaning America, the great, is fallen, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hole of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, think about what the revelations call the people who reside in America. Devils, right? When Elijah Muhammad taught you that the white man was the devil, you said he was racist, right? But the revelations call them devils. Is God racist? Don't get mad at you, little brother. Just be patient with me, okay? All right. Let's go a little further. There is no people nor country on the earth who will feel this prophecy better than America and her people. She has become a house filled with evil practices, with every member of the nation taking part. Listen to this right here. Now we're at the part of the gold and the silver. This is what he says. Yet she has been blessed, and her great harvest of food, which is enough to feed the nations of the earth, with her great advancement in the heights of mechanical knowledge, and her great wealth in silver and gold, that enabled her, once upon a time, to command the value of silver and gold of the world. What is he saying? The market manipulation. She was once able to command or control or manipulate. Right? Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad says? Isn't that what he's teaching you? Come on, talk back to me. 347-989-0855. I feel like cleaning a couple clocks today. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go a little further. He says this, but as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the acts of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity and authority of the nations of the earth to be used by the Holy One to put a stop to their evil practices and injustices to the righteous. Now, he said, an act of justice was laid at the root. Of what? Of the money market. This is how America has been able to maintain her dominance. This is how Europe has been able to maintain their dominance. When they get mad at you, they'll go over there, they'll pretend like they're your friend. Well, if you let us inspect you, if you let us do this, if you let us do that, then we'll invite you into the international community. Now, look how arrogant these white folks are. They don't even comprise one-tenth of the population of the planet Earth. And they call themselves, with the exclusion of everybody else, the international community. Isn't that something? That's arrogance. Isn't that right? That's narcissism, right? When you're looking at yourself higher than what you are to. You are not even one-tenth of the population, and you the international community. And so they'll go over there with the barrel of the gun and bribes and tell these leaders, and tell these people, give us your raw materials, and we'll give you X amount of dollars or euros. And when the people do that, Europe takes them back, America takes the raw material back, and then refines them and sell it back to these nations at exorbitant prices, putting the whole of the nations in the debt. And if you buck up against their policies, they say, I'm going to sanction you. And when they sanction you, the paper that they gave you become worthless. So they got your resources, they got your labor, and you don't have nothing. Is that a just system? So the root, he says, at the root of this, the acts of justice was laid at it to be used by the Holy One, he says, to put a stop to their evil practices and injustices to the righteous. So we're looking at God transferring the gold and silver from west to east. And with this, the monetary scheme is exposed. The house of cards that you see becomes very clear for everybody. And as soon as China and Russia and the other nations of the East demand more, and Americans and England and Europe can't give more, which they are already at that point, we're going to see the outbreak of war and hostility. We're going to see an economic collapse on the level unlike anything that you've ever witnessed before. Because God is backing this. God is doing this to break the power of the white man. Isn't it amazing that this stuff is right here in this book? Isn't it amazing that Elijah Muhammad talked so in-depthly and so thoroughly about all of these issues that you now hear as being on the main pages of all of these so-called alternative media outlets? You never knew these things before, did you? But now you do. And now you got a greater respect for the man that came directly from the face of God. Isn't that a beautiful thing? To understand truth in its pure form without dressing it up or dressing it down? To give it to you undiluted that the world may bear witness? You can't run from this. Even if you try the truth so fast, it'll... What's the Jamaican sprinter name? It'll run you down. Right? Oh, praise is due to Allah. The density, the thing that I was telling that was like gold is tungsten. It just came to me, tungsten. I drew a blank on that for a minute. But that's what America had been settling her debts in, tungsten, giving people fake gold. Is that the sign of a superpower, or is that a sign of a desperate has-been power that is trying at all costs to maintain her domination and position over the nation of the earth? Didn't the Bible say it? Didn't the Bible tell us these things? Didn't the Holy Quran verify them and bear witness to it? Come on, come on, talk back to me. Your little brother right here with his ears wide open, waiting for you. because we want to do a little clock cleaning today. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. 347-989-0855. Brothers and sisters, the time is going. My God. 40-some seconds. Would you please give me a couple minutes? A couple minutes, brothers and sisters. That's all I ask of you, because I know you got a lot to do today. But your brother want to give you a little of this truth here so that you can go out into the world and be confident that a Savior has come to save you. And he has given you all of this divine wisdom through a divine man and vehicle that God himself raised up. I want you to know these things. You are supposed to be happy in this time when you're seeing all of these things, because the eventual working out of it is your salvation, liberation, freedom, and independence. You're not strong enough to do this stuff. So it's going to take a God with all power and all authority and all might and all knowledge to do these things. You're not able to. Was Libya able to with 300,000 soldiers? Was Iraq able to get liberation from America with over 1 million soldiers? Huh? Look at North Korea. She has nuclear weapons. Pakistan, she has nuclear weapons. Even China and Russia have nuclear weapons. Are they able to break the beast? Huh? Even with a military comparable to the beast military, are they able to free themselves from the economic shackles right now of this beast? The book says, who is able to make war with the beast except the Lamb? It ain't say except this organization over here or that organization. It say except the Lamb. So God gives the Lamb an invisible truth to take on this beast, to lay this beast to his knees. And this truth is a mighty, mighty powerful sword. All right? Listen, I want to address something before we go off the air. I was just checking Facebook yesterday. Facebook is manipulating my pages too, brothers and sisters. Okay? They won't let me repost some of my shows on one of the Facebook pages. And also Twitter is doing something like that also. I just want to bring this up too. So as I was doing something, it went to the front page, you know, the main page of Facebook, and I saw this so-called black leader up in here. And he was making a statement, and he says he's fed up with religion, and he said he's spiritual, but he's no more religious. And he said, and listen to what he said. This is the same thing that Malcolm said when he got fed up. This is the same thing that a lot of them say when they get fed up. And the reason that they get fed up is because they get used and abused. They get beaten. You think that they're strong. You think that they're invincible, but they're not following the divine edicts. So they follow all of these other people, and these other people misused and abused them. Remember, the book said that all who came before that last messenger were liars, robbers, and thieves. And so they get overcome by the personality or the speaking style of these leaders. And when they're mistreated and done wrong, they become weak afterwards. Cowards. This is what we're talking about. So he says, I'm no longer allowing another person to think for me, put their head on my body. I'm comfortable with putting my own head on my own body, right? In words, what he was saying is he was not going to take direction from Elijah Muhammad. He put it in a way. But we already knew he wasn't taking direction from Elijah Muhammad no more, because he started bearing the gun and walking the streets, threatening the white man with the gun. So we already knew that. But it became self-evident, and I knew this stuff was coming. You go back and you listen to some of my shows, and I bring this up about what we were going to see down the line with these same people, especially the same one. I brought this up. And if what I'm saying is not true, you can go back and check what I'm saying. So they get into this bloodbath politics, and they're teaching the people to bear arms against a beast that has completely obliterated armies that has million people in it with tanks and arsenals that's unbelievable. And then you are in the belly of the beast, and they're telling you to arm yourself against this madman who will kill you in a bunker. This is, and then if you go out to war with this white man, right, there's no black hospitals in America. If you get wounded on the battlefield, you got to go right back to your master. And he asks you, well, where do you get this bullet wound from? What happened? Well, I got it on the battlefield. I need you to patch me back up. For what, sir? So that I can go back out and fight you. Do you see the madness, the ignorance in this? And the confusion of these leaders, they can't see this because they want positions of leadership. They want to be respected. They want to be written down in history as some great orator, some great leader, some great organizer, when in reality, they're leading their people to the slaughter. So, this brother, he's denounced the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but he's done it in such a... he's very smart. He's seen what happened to Lance Shabazz. He's seen what happened to this brother over here and that brother and the backlash. So what he did, he said he has his reasons and he's keeping stuff to himself. But he didn't bring up any names. He's walking away from the cause. Not from his cause, which that's debatable, but from the cause of the liberation of black men as prescribed by God. What's the difference in that than what Wallace did? What's the difference in that than what all of these other leaders who came up after Wallace did? They are hypocrites. Saladin told me this, and this is why I'm so glad I had this brother to teach me so many years. He would share with me, and he would tell me, he said, brother, this is what was given us, and I don't care whether you take it or leave it alone. The only reason I'm telling you these things is because I see that you have a true love for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I want to help that love grow before you get in contact with a lot of bad brothers who are going to mislead you because they see your love for that. And they'll use you and what you're trying to do to push what they're trying to do. So he told me, he said, brother, it was given us in the temple that in the last days, right before America's fall, and Brother Rashid, I'll pick you up in just a second. He says, we was in an FOI meeting, and it was being taught. It had come down from the message. He said, right before the fall of America, he said, you'll see these brothers and these organizations and these leaders, they'll be out there, and you would think that these leaders would be so pro-black. You think that they would be so strong that you want to meet them, you want to take pictures with them, you want to do all of this stuff with them. He said they're going to get right up to the door, right up, and they're going to turn their back and lose their salvation. Saladin told me that 20-some years ago. We were sitting down, and he said, but I want you to understand, because we were watching somebody. And he was saying, you see this? He said, you see how the people are going mad over this brother? He said, we were given direct orders on this situation when we see this going down. And I look at these people and how they come up. Some of them advocating the use of the gun and never fired a shot. Some of them advocating for you to go out on the battlefield while they're in their doctor's and lawyer's office. You see? This is what he was telling me about. And he said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, shy away from that. He said, this is why the Bible said that there will be blood up to the horse's brow. Because so many of us are ignorant and we don't understand. And the Quran gives you a perfect example of that when it talks about, had the journey been short, right, they would have come. But the journey was too long and arduous for them. And Allah did not like their going forth, so he withheld them. Why? The Quran teaches us that God withheld them because they would have gone along and infected you with that disease that had been lying dormant in their hearts. And all it takes is one bad apple in a bunch. And when that bad apple starts to rot quickly, the rotten disease spreads within the barrel, and before you know it, you have a barrel of nothing but worthless apples. Don't fall for these leaders. Don't fall for their tricks. Remember that some of these leaders who are advocating all of these, they've been paid by the doctor, and they're in the system with the white man. They're making their living off the white man's system. So they have a benefit, and they have a reason to go with the white man or to maintain this air of blackness while getting their paycheck from their oppressors. Let's kill whitey while you're getting the paycheck. The madness of these things. Be aware of these tricks, these lies, and because the devil would come from the left, from the right, from before you, and from behind you and cross you up in his madness by showing you a black person that's getting you amped up while the devil got his hand all in the black man's pocket. Isn't that something? Let me go to 310. Let me call Brother Rashid up into this before we go off there. Salam alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum, brother. How you doing?
Oh, brother, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yes, fine, brother. It reminds me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. If you follow anyone after me, you will be the loser. So if you want to be a loser, go follow one of these would-be leaders. You will definitely get yourself in a world of trouble. Quick, as you were saying that they were cutting you off, you know, Nasrallah of Hezbollah, they cut his face off. My brother's in the same category as one of the deadliest enemies of America, getting cut off by your Facebook.
Yeah, brother, they won't allow me to, a brother asked me to find something for him, and I went into my history of messages to go look for a show that the brother asked for. They won't even let me go back and look at none of my messages past this month. Twitter, when I'm talking about Twitter, my wife and I, we've been monitoring this for the last few months. We've been getting dozens of sign-ups to our Twitter page, to the 115.55 blog Twitter page every day. Listen to me good. Dozens of them. Yet they don't show up on the Twitter page.
Brother, it reminds me what the messenger said, that the devil would stop fighting all of his outside enemies to come here and kill us.
Yes, sir.
We are the most dangerous people to the white man of America because the other people are over in their land. When our God comes and finishes this thing off, a whole entire America will be set ablaze. And it's not no spiritual, the message said a literal fire.
That's right.
It burned your skin from Los Angeles to New York. And all in between, Allah intends to burn it and set the atmosphere ablaze.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that's what one who believes the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, these would-be leaders don't believe anything. Once again, there's no one coming after me to teach you nothing, and if you follow anyone after me, you will be the loser. Those are two statements that no one can get around. Nobody can claim leadership because you are someone and you're teaching something. And they can claim to the cows come home that I'm supposed to be, you supposed to follow me. We already know what Elijah Muhammad said. And if you're stupid enough to follow these would-be leaders, then you get what you deserve.
Yes, sir. I bet, brother, you ain't getting no argument from me.
Well, as the messenger said, you have to say, so many people have to be convinced.
Yes,
I know,
sir.
I'm convinced, brother. I know you're convinced. But the rest of the people got to be convinced that Allah has the best solution to our problem.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. And that's why when our good brother Mikhail asked the other day, he said, what do you think is the best solution? And quickly, I let him know, I'm not offering my solution. I'm going to give you Elijah's solution. And he said, our solution is divine. So we got to wait for that divine God to work his divine plan to free these divine, independent, and free people. He inhales in North America as he destroys America power universally.
All right, black man, nice talking with you. Keep on hitting them hard. I'll talk to you later. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother. Wa alaikum salam. And let me go back to the phone line. Ha, ha, ha. I hear my brother. Brother, I hear you calling, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's loud to you, brother. You sound like you know what you're talking about, black man.
Go ahead, brother.
You must know a man that know a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he weighs with the weight of God, brother.
Yes, sir. I bear you with you. See, brother, that's the problem with most of us, brother. See, that's why the Bible describes us as what? Lost sheep. Because you have
yes,
to
sir.
Have a shepherd in order to lead you away from the slaughter of the goat. See, we
yes,
accepting we accepting outside leadership other than the true leader, which is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because he gives us a real solution to the problem, because he's leading us to God. All these other ones, brother, are leading us back to the world of filth and immorality and madness and chaos. See, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, brother, and I leave it at that. After all else has failed, brother, Islam is the only solution. Islam will come after all else has failed. And so everyone, brother, is contrary to the messenger's teachings. You see him as the messenger teaches us. You know, don't even so much as carry a penknife. But you see these ones walking around with guns trying to fight the devil. You cannot deal with this white man. This man, like you said, goes thousands of miles away, brother, over into Iraq, Libya, slaughtering, you know, people in other countries that you're going to be able to deal with the same person in his country that's manufacturing weapons and guns that sell them all over the world. But we'll embrace these people as opposed to the real, true leader, which is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he gives us the real solution to the problem of the so-called American Negro, separating away from this, our open enemy, this beast who, what, lays in the way, as the messenger said. He's laying in the way to slaughter all of us. As he says, hurry, 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 fly on to your God. Come and accept Islam, as taught by me, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, brother.
Continue on. Yes, sir, my brother. Wa alaykum salam. And this is a thing that we, a lot of us, we claim to have common sense, but sense is not so common. And I'm not going to keep you. Give me one minute of your time, though. We have these leaders advocating all of these things. It looks good when you see 100 black people or 1,000 black people standing in uniform with a shotgun, but the messenger say, you don't even have a can of gasoline. Now, think about this, brothers and sisters. Let me put this on your head. You get in these organizations, and you think that the gun wields power, but then the gun becomes your God, right? Because you're looking for that gun for protection. Well, who makes the gun? The white man. So, in essence, you're looking back at your oppressor as your God. And when you're standing out there with the gun, if you're so able to leave the battlefield, who the hell do you have to go to purchase the bullets to rearm yourself? Do you see the madness? You don't even own a toilet paper factory. The madness and the leadership has gone insane. But this was prophesied to happen. All of these things must take place for your liberation. Always remember to put and keep Allah, Master Farad Muhammad out front, his messenger out front, and that indisputable, undefeatable truth of God as delivered to us by God's last messenger. It will free you. It will protect you. No nuclear bomb can penetrate that. No tank can go through that. No warship or warplane can blast through God's shield and armament of protection. Hold on to that truth that is given to us by God through his last messenger. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, liberation, and freedom of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother loves you, but always know that Allah, his messenger, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam loves you best. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the road we take. Walk in the wind.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.